NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in Brooklyn, New York. This is Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, your host for this next hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Our VIP is a stand-up comedian who's written for Saturday Night Live, NBC's 30 Rock, and he currently has a reoccurring role on the Comedy Central show Broad City. Hannibal Buress will be joining us later in the show. And right now, let's give it up for our one-man house band, Mr. Jonathan Colton.
Hello, everybody.
Please welcome to stage our first two contestants, Guy Matz and Danielle Sherman. Danielle, you work as a clerk at the Brooklyn Board of Elections. That's very interesting. But you also are interested in Burmese zodiac. What is that?
I found out that it existed because I was living in Southeast Asia. I had some friends who, you know, whatever. And one thing led to another, as it often does. And
with the zodiac.
Yeah, with the zodiac. You can't get away from it. But no, I was looking into it because apparently in the Burmese zodiac, part of it is that it depends on what day of the week you're born, like what animal you are, what creature you are. So you could be like an elephant or like something like a tiger. I'm a guinea pig. I found out that I was a guinea pig, so I was like, oh, well, that fits me very well. So I became a fan of
what
that.
Day of the week is that?
Friday. So anyone born on a Friday...
Is a guinea pig,
yes.
There's only seven possibilities in Burmese zodiac.
Yes,
and one of them is guinea pig.
Yeah. I lucked out.
That's pretty good. Yeah, I don't even want to know what the other ones are. Now, Guy, you work in IT and computers. I used to do that.
Really? Where?
Yeah, in New York.
In what capacity?
You want to talk about it in depth?
I actually enjoy talking shop.
Yeah, it was like back when I was doing like Windows XP pre-service pack 2. But you take night classes in chemistry and biology for fun?
Yeah,
for fun.
I sort of started off doing that just sort of on a lark, and then it just kept going along and moving along, and now I'm taking a medical microbiology class over at Brooklyn College, learning about methicillin-resistant Staph aureus and vancomycin-resistant Staph aureus and everything else that's going to
cause
a plague.
So you're a hobby biochemist?
I want to be a biochemist when I grow up.
Oh, I know. That is adorable. All right. Do you speak Italian?
I don't.
Okay. Danielle, do you speak Italian?
Not that I know of.
Perfect. This game is called Jingle All the Way, and what it has to do with is Jonathan is taking a side career in writing commercial jingles. You're working on Old Spice, I believe?
Yeah, you're right. Working on Old Spice right now. The oldest spice you can buy. That's the working phrase I have so far. I'm still working on it, though.
That's good. I like it.
No, actually, in this game, I'm going to ask you to complete the lyrics to some famous commercial jingles. The twist is that I'm going to sing them in Italian. Because
why?
I took Italian in college, so my accent is pretty great. A couple of years.
2 years.
2 years. 2 years of Italian in college, so don't worry. All of this is absolutely correct. Lucky for you, contestants, you don't have to answer in Italian.
Oh,
just tell us the product, and if you'd like to sing it as part of the jingle, I think that would be appropriate. The audience all agrees, so that's... So, we're going to give you an example right now. Voglio il mio bambino ritorno, bambino ritorno, bambino ritorno, bambino ritorno. So, puzzle guru Mary Tobler... What was that? What was that a jingle for?
Chili's baby back ribs.
That's right. So, ring in when you know the answer. The winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Pronto?
See?
Yup.
That means, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that means ready. You got it. See? It's going to be, just use context clues. It'll be very easy. Here we go. Dammi una pausa, spezzami un pezzo di questa cosa. Danielle.
Kit Kat bar?
That's right.
In Italian, it sounds like the Kit Kat Lounge, right? So it's
much cooler. Everything is much cooler in Italian.
Such a classy lounge.
Non voglio crescere, sono un bimbo da qui. Ho ricevuto un milione di giocattoli da qui. Guy?
Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Oh.
As they would say in Italy, siamo giocattoli. which means we are toys. Okay, this is a cappella. That also is Italian. That means... Okay, here we go. 800-588-2300. Danielle.
I actually have no idea. 1-800-AUTO-something. I don't know.
Auto means eight. I'm going to tell you that much.
1-800-CAR-FOR-KIDS? No?
Just list all the 800 numbers you can think of.
I'm going to keep going. What is it? 1-800-MATTRESS?
No, I'm afraid you've gotten it wrong several times, Guy. Do you want to take a guess?
Empire?
Yeah! That's right. Empire Carpet. Okay, here we go. Raddoppia la tua freschezza, raddoppia la tua gioia. Oh, nessun'altra gomma rinfresca la tua bocca come. Doppia menta, doppia menta, gomma. Doppia menta.
Nope.
Oh, for God's sake.
I like that you're now angry
well,
at
now
them.
Well, now I'm mad.
They are working together. The contestants. Guy just asked me if I knew the answer.
No. I said, does doppia menta mean two times?
Does the audience know what it is? What is it? Double mint.
Yeah.
You will be relieved to hear this is your last clue. Non importa quel che succederà, la freschezza è meglio nella vita. Con questo si è pieni di vita. Niente ti disturba se fresco e disinvolto. Con questo si è pieni di vita. Fresco va meglio con questa freschezza. Fresco va meglio con questo si è pieni di vita.
This, Danielle, yes, I do know this.
You got this one, Danielle.
Thank you. Mentos?
Mentos, si! Brava!
I've never gotten so much applause for doing so little.
Now you know what it's like to work at this show. Mary, what happened in that game? Because I
have
can't
a tie.
Remember. I've already blocked
what?
It out.
Wait, what? Yes! Can you believe it?
I know. Every once in a while it is 1-1.
Oh, no.
We're going to have to go to a tiebreaker.
Oh, dear God, no.
The phrase, Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball, comes from a classic commercial that was actually for what an acid? Danielle.
Alka-Seltzer?
Correct. Danielle's our winner.
Well done, Danielle. You did it. You're going to be coming back at the end of our show for our Ask Me One More final round. Guess what?
What?
Our next contestant is on the line. Hello, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Kate Luhr in Los Angeles, California.
Hello, Kate.
Hello.
How is Los Angeles, California today?
It is warm and sunny.
Okay, got
and
it,
delightful.
Got it. That sounds great. Now, Kate, we're going to play a game that I believe is perfect for you because it's called Animal Logic, and I have learned that you are someone who goes on vacation specifically so you can see different animals.
It is true.
So what
if
is
there is a chance to pet a monkey, I am going to take that chance.
Where were you most recently?
Most recently, we went to Maui and did a lot of snorkeling.
And what animals did you see?
We spent some very zen time with a sea turtle. Like, the way they're portrayed in Finding Nemo is totally accurate. They talk just like that, and they're super cool, and just, like, all kinds of fish. Just, like, it's like sticking your face in a fish tank, except, you know.
Real life.
The real.
Okay, so, Kate, as you know, there are a lot of animals that are named after completely different animals. And it can be very confusing because it's not very logical. So in this game, you have to identify animals that have another animal's name in it. Don't worry. Puzzle guru Mary Tobler here has an example for you.
So, Kate, if we said, what mammal is at home on the beach or in the ocean and got its name from its gigantic nose, which resembles a trunk, you would answer the elephant seal.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah, got it. Great.
Yes.
So all of your answers will have two animal names. And if you get enough questions right, Kate, you're going to win a prize.
I cannot wait. I'm excited.
I can tell in your voice.
Every moment of my life has led to this.
Okay. Really?
Here we go.
I think mine too. I think mine too, Kate.
Okay.
Here we go. What primate is known for its long limbs rather than its ability to spin a web?
Spider monkey.
Yes. Have you ever pet a spider monkey?
Yes, that is in Costa Rica. I got to hold some spider monkeys, and they are super cute.
They are super cute, but I'm taking
go ahead.
Not a good pet to have, maybe?
No, no. Nothing exotic is a good pet to have, but they're good to pet if you have the chance. Okay, this is...
Not a good pet to have, but good to pet if you have
them. This member of the pigeon family needs to come out of its shell. You might get a pair of them on the second day of Christmas.
Turtle dove.
Yes, exactly. This insect sounds like a bird that might wake you up, but it's more likely to scurry away when you turn on the kitchen light.
A cockroach.
Yes, exactly. There's a groan here in the crowd because people don't even like thinking of...
They shouldn't be in the same game as cute animals. We like.
This is your last question. You're doing really well.
Yay!
Its name suggests that it might mate with a cow, but this amphibian just makes the sound of a male bovine.
Bullfrog!
Bullfrog is correct. Kate, congratulations! We're going to send you an Ask Me Another Anagram t-shirt.
Yay!
If you listen to the show and find yourself screaming answers at the radio, why not pick up the phone and scream them into your phone? To be a phone contestant on Ask Me Another, just send us an email at askmeanother@npr.org. And coming up, comedian Hannibal Buress will try his hand at being a puzzle guru. We'll see how that goes. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another. Hey, thanks for listening to Ask Me Another. Imagine you could call up a friend and say, hey, do you want to meet me at a bar and tell me what's going on with the economy? Now imagine that's actually a super fun conversation. Now stop imagining and subscribe to the Planet Money podcast. Find Planet Money on iTunes along with all kinds of other great NPR podcasts. You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and let's welcome our very important puzzler, Hannibal Buress.
Hey! What's up? Hello, y'all. Thank you. What's up?
Hey, Hannibal.
What's up?
So this is not your first time on public radio, right?
No, I've been crushing public radio. Been on here a couple times. No, I've been on like twice.
Twice?
Two, three times.
What was your last experience? What, you did Wait, Wait recently?
I did Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
How was it?
It was cool.
Yeah, you had a good time?
Yeah, it was, it was parts where I didn't get the answer right, and then they would make me keep guessing. I was like, that's fine, we can move along.
I got it wrong.
Like, you can guess again. Like, no, I don't want to. Take it.
You were juggling a lot of projects. You're acting on television, in a film.
Yeah.
You do lots of voiceover work and also stand up. Would you ever just go, I'm just going to be an actor?
No. No, that wouldn't be fun for me.
No?
Actors, you have to wait for people to give you work or you have to make your own stuff. With stand up, I could just say, man, I want to do stand up in 30 minutes. And I could go do stand-up. Or I could just say, I want to do stand-up in a few weeks in this city. But with acting, you can't just... It's harder to make movies out of nowhere.
I know you started stand-up in Chicago.
Yes.
And you did sort of, you know, the dream in the sense that you were in college and then you got caught the stand-up bug.
Yeah.
And went, no, I'm out of here.
Well, sort of. Because I spent the amount of time that you're supposed to spend in college... without getting what you're supposed to get during that amount of time. So a little bit of both. I just did kind of lose focus with academics
So then you moved to New York. Did you move to New York with a plan of attack?
I did not move to New York with a plan. The first time I moved to New York, I just popped up. My sister was living here in New York. I just popped up. She had her baby and her husband. I just popped up. Hey, what's up? I got $200 in dreams. Let's do this. Let's do this. You helped me in my dreams. Let's do this. I didn't even call up. I was rude. I was very rude and just rude and focused, which is the worst. Rude, focused, self-absorbed, no self-awareness. A lot of bad traits I had at 23.
And how did, so what happened? Did she let you stay there?
For a little bit.
Yeah, but
a little bit. And so then they kicked me out. And then I still stayed in New York out of just pure stubbornness.
Yeah.
And I probably could have moved back in with them if I was humble, but I wasn't. So I was like, whatever, this, I'm staying on the street. I'd rather stay on the street than apologize.
What do you mean stay on the street?
Like, well, not on the street, like on the subways and like Times Square, Starbucks.
So you didn't have an apartment for a while?
For a while, I didn't have an apartment at all. I stayed in hostels and I slept with girls that I didn't really like just so I could crash out there. I was hustling hard in 2006 just to be. In 2006, I was going hard.
See, the greatest thing about what you just said is if any of those women are listening and hear that, they'll think, I helped him.
Yeah. They did.
They definitely did.
They're very sweet women. I'm sorry. They're very sweet women. I'm sorry I used you, but help you. Thank you for helping me achieve my dreams.
And you were working on a project currently where you get to try all kinds of different jobs.
Yes.
That will be hopefully a television series. Yeah. What the premise is that you just get to try things you've never done before?
It's just me. The premise is that I've been doing stand-up since I was 19. I'm 31 now, and I really haven't had any real jobs for a long time. Outside of, you know, stuff in high school, I worked at Burger King or did like some BS sales job. I got hooked into pyramid schemes a couple times. But yeah, so the job is me because I've been doing stand-up so long and I probably could develop skills, but I don't have them. And so it's just me doing other jobs. So I worked on a goat farm in Louisiana.
Sure.
I worked at a diner. I coached the kids' basketball team in Brooklyn.
Oh, how was that?
That was actually the least funny one because I like basketball a lot, so I was pumped up for the game. I had a Red Bull and some Adderall, and I was crushing it, and we almost blew them out. And I go to a lot of basketball games, and I play basketball video games, so it was almost like live-action video games. Like, hey, move, put your hands up in his face. And they would put it in. I was like, yeah, this is real life. This is like Avatar with 7th and 8th graders.
All right, we're going to give you the job of puzzle guru. You're going to help me run a game.
All right.
And we've asked what kinds of things you're into, and obviously you said you were a fan of sports.
Yeah.
And so we hope that you also like bad puns. Because this game is called Shaq to the Future.
All right.
And it's about Shaquille O'Neal, sort of. But let's meet our contestants. This is Janet Falk and Rebecca Rindler. And this is a little extra special because Rebecca and Janet are mother and daughter.
Whoa!
Excuse me, Ophira. Rebecca is the daughter.
Yes. Okay, good. Thank you, Janet. You're here clearly to settle a score. Is this a competitive family, Janet?
Absolutely.
Okay. Whoa. I love it.
Janet looked like either a teacher or a leader of a nonprofit, or both. Janet, what do you do for a living?
I used to be a teacher. I was a college professor of Spanish.
Yeah.
I have worked in a nonprofit. Okay.
Okay.
Currently, I have my own public relations practice.
All right.
Nice.
Two out of three ain't bad. All right.
So here's our game. As you know, Shaq was not only an incredible NBA center, but a rap artist, a movie star, and the author of the autobiography, Shaq Talks Back. And we've recently learned that Shaq has been finding his way even into even more hobbies and careers. He's what we call a Shaq of all trades.
Yeah.
Yes, and we're going to take a pause for the listeners to groan. So it's just like that. In this game, every answer will be a terrible pun that has the word Shaq in it. Okay? So, for example, if we said Shaq has a great attention for detail and loves reviewing the accuracy of news articles as a what, you would say?
Shaq checker.
Shaq checker, exactly, Janet. So Hannibal and I will be giving the clues. Hannibal, are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
All right, and ring in when you know the answer, and the winner will move on to our Ask Me One or final round. After cutting down a Christmas tree befitting his size, he discovered a lifelong passion for chainsaws, flannel, and delicious pancakes as a... Rebecca.
Lumberjack.
Lumberjack is correct. He is kind of the closest thing America has to Paul Bunyan these days.
Pretty much. After the family dog passed away, he was able to return it to a nearly lifelike character, though a little stuffed because of his work as a...
Rebecca.
Shaxidermist?
Yeah!
My mom just congratulated me.
Oh, that's so nice! Because you know you're going to get her! When one of his teammates asked him to pop his back, Shaq developed a reputation for his attention to misalignments of the spinal column as a... Rebecca.
Chiropractor?
You bet.
Hey, I think we've been hacked.
The worst thing is I can hear my voice going up at the end of each thing, which my mom has corrected me on for years. Stop raising your voice at the end of the sentence.
Oh, because you're raising it up at the end like a question, and you say, don't do that.
Uptalk. It makes you sound indefinite.
Oh.
All right. Although Shaq already has a nursing license, he went on to receive an advanced clinical education that allowed him to diagnose medical problems as a...
Maybe a little hint?
Give a hint? It got Shaq in it.
Okay. No, neither of you know? Does anyone out there know? Nope, I guess they don't know. nurse Shaktitioner. Yes, I know. Although I kind of like the idea of the television show Nurse Shacky. Anyway. Sadly, Shaq eventually turned to a life of crime. He would break into homes and open strong boxes and vaults, stealing people's valuables as a... Janet.
A safe shacker.
Exactly.
Yeah. This game. Shaq went to Indonesia to visit a volcanic island between Sumatra and Java, the site of an 1883 eruption thought to be the loudest event in modern history. He called it...
Janet.
Shakatoa.
Shakatoa.
Wow. Wow. We got people chanting his live here in the Bell House.
Shaq became obsessed with the male star of High School Musical to the point of moosing his hair and trying to date Vanessa Hudgens. He called his new teen heartthrob persona Rebecca.
Shaq Efron.
Yeah! Yes! Yes.
Janet's like, I have no idea who that is, right?
That's exactly what I said.
Yes. Did you know Shakatoa,
no.
Rebecca?
Yeah,
see? It turns out, Rebecca, you are the winner of this round, and you will be moving on. The mother and daughter are hugging. Harmony in the house has been restored.
That was fun.
That was amazing. Thank you so much, Hannibal. We will see you later in the show for your own challenge. Don't get too comfortable.
Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. And don't you come back no more. What'd you say? Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. And don't you come back no more. Oh woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go. That's right, hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more.
Jonathan.
Yes, Ophira.
When I think of the ultimate rock and roll showman.
Yeah.
I, of course, think of you.
Obviously.
And then second, Freddie Mercury.
Second place, Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very flattering. Thank
yeah.
you.
Which brings me to our next game. We are the champions, and here are our next two contestants, Jessica Wise and Emily Skrezek. Jessica, Emily, you guys seem very friendly. Do you know each other?
Yes, we became best friends when we were waiting in the contestant booth.
Exactly. We just kind of met and it just clicked, so.
That's amazing.
Actually, I loaned my family and friends to her.
None of my family came. None of my friends came. My husband didn't come, so Jessica was very nice enough to loan me her family.
And then we find out when we were meeting to see who we're competing against that...
We're mortal enemies now.
Oh, that you didn't know you were competing against each other
yes.
till now. Oh, I love the way this comes together.
So in this game, I'm going to present you with a list of winners of a prestigious award, title, or event. All you have to do is ring in and tell me what they have all won. Puzzle guru Mary Tobler, how about an example?
Sure. So if we said Candace Glover, David Cook, Taylor Hicks, and Carrie Underwood, that would be a list of winners of American Idol.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Fiorello, Evita, Monty Python's Spamalot, Kinky Boots. Jessica.
What is a Tony Award?
Two things. You don't have to answer in a form of a question. And can you be a little more specific? Tony Award for?
Best Musical.
That's absolutely correct. The European Union, Nelson Mandela, and F.W. de Klerk, Elie Wiesel, and Barack Obama. Jessica.
Nobel Peace Prize.
That's right.
The whole European Union, that does not seem fair, by the way.
That's, well, they share it.
They pass it around.
They pass it around. It goes to one person for a couple of weeks, and then they send it on to somebody else. Nina Davaluri, Gretchen Carlson, Bess Meyerson, Vanessa Williams. Jessica.
What is a Grammy Award? For Best Female Singer.
Oh.
No, can I have a Grammy Award?
No.
Do I have to like...
No, I'm sorry, that is incorrect and also in the incorrect form for the game that you're on. Emily, do you want to steal it?
Are they Miss America?
That's right. Yeah. Miss America pageant winners. Kelly Monaco, Donny Osmond, Jennifer Grey, Amber Riley. Emily.
Dancing with the Stars.
You got it.
Yes. That is so sad that I know that. So sad.
Occupy, Bailout, Truthiness, Metrosexual.
What is
Jessica.
The word of the year?
Word of the year is correct.
No, I did it!
You did it again. You don't even know
just
you're doing it.
Just keep going with it this point. Just keep going with it.
Okay. Madeline's Rescue, The Polar Express, Make Way for Ducklings, Where the Wild Things Are.
What
Jessica.
Is the Newbery Award?
No, it's not the Newbery Award. Emily?
What is the Caldecott?
Caldecott, that's right.
She's
The librarian coming out.
She's a librarian, not here.
I hope that everyone caught that, that when Jessica answered Newbery, Emily went close and then answered left.
Nice try.
Yeah, hold on, I understand why you might think that's the answer, but that's not the answer.
It's a common mistake. Let me just clear this up for everybody. Ding.
All right, this is your last question. Or I should say, what is your last question? Bernardo Bertolucci, Sam Mendes, Ethan and Joel Cohen, Alfonso Cuarón. Emily.
Oscar for Best Director.
Yes.
That's right.
Well done.
All right, Mary, how did our contestants do?
That was a very close game, but Emily takes this round. Congratulations.
Emily, congratulations. You are going to be moving on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Coming up, we're going to play a game with our VIP comedian Hannibal Buress, so stay tuned. This is NPR's Ask Me Another. Welcome back to Ask Me Another, NPR and WNYC's Hour of Trivia, Puzzles, and Word Games. Let's say hello to Esther Bloom and Tony Ford. This next game is called Fruity Films, I'm warning you now, which Jonathan Colton will tell you about in a minute. But first, keeping with the Merriam-Webster definition of fruity as something strange or crazy, what's one strange or crazy fact about you that you would like everyone to know? Tony?
I grew up on Long Island, so at one point I was, as you do, I was in an emo band. At the same time, I was in Model UN, ladies. it was a wonderful pickup line, as you might guess.
What was the name of your emo band?
Odds Against, and two of them are actually here.
Oh, nice!
We were terrible.
Odds Against, that is super emo. Odds Against Us. Esther, how about you?
Well, I've been writing this book that's a contemporary retelling of the Canterbury Tales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what in the, retelling in what sense?
Retelling as in Chaucer is a 40-year-old lady who takes a train trip across the country, and everyone she meets is actually a character from the Canterbury Tales, but reimagined so half of them are gay or they're multicultural or whatever, and they all tell her stories that impacts what she decides to then do with her life.
Nice.
All right.
How about you, Jonathan? How about one strange, crazy fact about you for our listeners?
A weird fact about me is that I am writing the exact same book that Esther is.
We should talk.
But I'm mostly done. I'm about to publish it, so. Sorry. I hope you haven't spent a lot of time working on it.
Yeah, but you haven't heard the title.
I don't have the title. What's your title?
The Sex Lives of Other People.
Oh, yeah. Oh. No, that was going to be my title as well.
No, it's all right.
Well, in this game, all of the answers are movies that have a kind of fruit in their titles. So puzzle guru Mary Tobler, how about an example?
My pleasure. If we said what Stanley Kubrick film featured Malcolm McDowell practicing a little ultraviolence, you would answer
A Clockwork Orange.
Yes, exactly.
That's right, because a clock is a type of fruit.
There you go.
It's confusing. I shouldn't have said that. Ring in when you know the movie, and the winner of this game will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Here we go.
In what movie does Drew Barrymore suffer from short-term memory loss, allowing Adam Sandler to make a first impression over and over again? Tony.
50 First Dates.
Exactly.
I wish that movie was about them eating that fruit for the
dates,
first time.
Just eating
50
dates.
Of them. You never forget your first 50 dates.
Ugh. I'm sure you don't.
Long before The Wolf of Wall Street, Leonardo DiCaprio received his first Oscar nomination as Johnny Depp's mentally disabled brother in this 1993 film. Esther.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
You got it.
Directed by the pop star Prince, this 1986 film soundtrack included both the title song to the movie and the iconic song, Kiss.
orange is not the only fruit.
Esther made up a movie.
Yes. It would be a great movie.
That would be a great
movie. It's a deep title, man.
Yeah.
Tony?
I have nothing.
Are you a Prince fan?
Huh?
What is wrong with you? Anyone out there? Okay, Purple Rain is very incorrect. Under the Cherry Moon is correct. Yeah, it was the one after Purple Rain, just as we were starting to discover that Prince doesn't always make sense.
This Woody Allen film with a one-word title was set in the fictitious country of San Marcos.
Bananas.
Esther. Bananas. You got it.
High school senior Colin Hanks needs his brother Jack Black to get him into Stanford University in this 2002 comedy. Tony.
Orange County.
Exactly. This is your last clue.
What Seth Rogen film gets its title from a strain of marijuana featured in the movie? Esther.
Pineapple Express.
Yeah, you knew that one.
How did our contestants do, Mary?
They did wonderfully. Congratulations, Esther. You're the winner of this round.
Well done, Esther. We will see you at our final round at the end of the show. Please welcome back our very important puzzler, Hannibal Buress.
Yes. Yeah.
Hannibal, you'll be playing with a member from our audience. Please welcome Brent
Netsch. Yeah, man. You ready to do this, doc? Hey, handshake, man. We're working together. Listeners, me and him, we just shook hands.
Yep.
For the first time ever.
You got to let everybody else in, you know?
Hannibal, Brent Hannibal. Glad you have met. Brent is a fifth grade school teacher that works with special needs children, and he is the number one person his friends want to take to karaoke. Why is that, Brent?
I have the tendency to jump on couches, point to different people, serenade them, and things of that sort. Unfortunately, my voice is awful. So, unfortunately.
What's your top song, your go-to, where you're like, man, I've been bombing for 6 songs straight. I need something to get me out of this funk. I'm going to hit this Benny and the Jets real quick. What's your song? What is your Benny and the Jets?
You know what? I got two.
Yeah.
I got two. First off, I could nail the Jay-Z part of Empire State of Mind.
All right.
And Sugar Hill Gang's Rapper's Delight.
All right.
I mean, when you hip hop, hippie to the hippie, the hip hip, a hoppy, you don't stop, rock it to the bang bang, boogie to up jump the boogie, to the rhythm of the boogie to bee. Now, what you Hannibal, it's not a test, I'm a rapping to the beat. It's just me and my friends and NPR, we're gonna try to move your feet.
Yeah, man. Yes. Yeah.
Hannibal, do you have a response to that?
No, my response is that, yeah, that's the part everybody knows. But then that song trails heavily at the end.
Well, once we get into the barbecue part, when the chicken ain't no good, yeah, I gotta understand.
Yeah, see, the energy lags. Everybody can hip hip hoppity, but what?
Hannibal, you've performed gibberish rap.
Yeah, my friend had me hosting his mixtape. My friend Tony Trim had a mixtape called Charcuteries and Champagne. But then his beat came on and I just started rapping over it. And then I listened back. I was like, this sounds catchy. And so I just started adding stuff to it. And then I wanted to perform it, but I was scared to perform it with just me on stage. So now whenever I perform it, I have between 3 to 6 ballerinas with me. And also costume characters. I used to have costume characters. Like I would have Alvin from Alvin and the Chipmunks. I would have had SpongeBob, and SpongeBob came through in Miami. And that sounds fun to say. Yeah, SpongeBob came through in Miami. Incredible Hulk came through in Cleveland.
Would you ever invite a audience member from the crowd to come up on stage with you to ballerina dance for some reason?
No. I like to have professionals, really. But I appreciate your ambition, and I hope you can respect my forwardness.
Hannibal, you said you knew a lot about rap music. Brent, we've established that you know the words to one or two songs. But what we're going to do is, Hannibal, we're going to give you cards with the titles of uh-huh. some rap songs. And your job is to get Brent to guess the title of the song.
Okay.
The catch is that you can't use any of the words in the title.
All right.
Or mention the artist.
Or the no lyrics, though, right?
You can describe the plot of the song. You can hum it. You can use any of the lyrics as long as they are not in the title of the song.
Right.
And if you break any of those rules, you will hear this. Yeah. Yes.
Negativity. Haters. People trying to hate. That's the hater buzzer.
That's right. You've got 2 minutes to get okay. as many as you can, and remember, if you get enough right, you will both win and ask me another prize. Hannibal right. Brent, are you ready?
As ready as I'm gonna be.
All right. Your time starts now.
She's not looking for a broke N-word.
Kanye West featuring Jamie Foxx, Gold Digger.
Apologies and sadness and apologies and singing and weird video with a dog in it.
Oh my gosh.
Atlanta.
Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Yes, sir. one of your top karaoke songs.
Empire State of Mind.
Yes, sir. Brown got a triple double.
It was a good day, Ice Cube.
Yeah. This man has weird hair and is forever associated with Michelle Pfeiffer, white lady saving black students.
Coolio, Gangsters to Paradise.
Yeah. This guy, he sent people to get cheesecake at Junior's, and his friend died, and it's about him. And he had shiny suits, and he had shiny suits and Sean John, and it's a sad song.
I'll be missing you.
Yeah. This guy is a big dude. He is about him trying to get. It's an older song. He sings horribly. He's trying to get this girl into a relationship, but she's telling him that it's platonic.
Whoa, Biz Markie. You say he's just a friend.
Yeah!
Okay, time.
Time.
That was incredible. You guys are both winning prizes. Woo! Hannibal, for being such a great sport. Brent, for guessing so well. You're both going to receive Ask Me Another Rubik's Cubes. And one more time for an amazing VIP, Hannibal Buress.
Thanks, y'all.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. Nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got off stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? Well, whispered in her ear, "Come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions, see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name. She said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks, and she was enthused. I said, "How'd you like the show?" She said, "I was very amused." I started throwing bass. She started throwing back mid-range. When I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, "Do you have a man?" she tried to pretend. She said, "No, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I sing.
You got what I need. You say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need. You
say he's just a friend. You say he's just a friend.
Jonathan Colton. We are ready to crown this week's grand champion. Let's bring back from Jingle All the Way, Danielle Sherman. From Shaq to the Future, Rebecca Rindler. From We Are the Champions, Emily Skrezik. And from Fruity Films, Esther Bloom. Our puzzle guru, Mary Tobler, will crown our winner.
All right, this final round is titled The Internets. In this game, every answer will be a word or phrase with the letters N-E-T in it, in consecutive order somewhere. For example, if I said, it's the steel blade sometimes attached to the end of a rifle, you'd answer bayonet. We're playing this spelling bee style, so one wrong answer and you're out. You'll only have a few seconds to give us an answer. Last person standing is our Ask Me Another grand prize winner. Remember, the letters N-E-T will appear in consecutive order, and here's a hint, the letters may span across words. Are we ready? First up, Danielle. A stinging insect with nests that you should avoid stirring up.
Hornet?
Correct. Rebecca, NBC, Fox, and HBO are all examples of television what?
Networks.
That's right. Emily, a scientific field that deals with topics like heredity and cloning.
Genetics.
Nice work. Esther, featuring the heads of various executive branch departments, it's the president's top group of advisors.
Cabinet.
That's right. Danielle, one of the founders of Impressionism, this French painter is perhaps best known for his water lilies.
Monet.
Correct.
Oh, no.
Rebecca, popular arboreal shape and scent for car fresheners.
Nettles.
I'm sorry, that's not what we're looking for. Emily, can you answer it? Popular arboreal shape and scent for car fresheners.
I want to say peppermint, but I know it's not right.
No, we're looking for something with N-E-T. Esther.
Pine tree.
Pine tree is correct. That means Rebecca and Emily, I'm sorry, but you're out. Thank you so much, both of you. So we're down to the final two, Danielle and Esther. Next up, Danielle. She was the first female attorney general in U.S. history.
My mind is completely blank right now.
Esther, can you answer this for the win? She was the first female attorney general in U.S. history.
Janet Reno.
That's correct. Thank you, Danielle. Congratulations, Esther.
Esther, you are our big Ask Me Another winner. And for your grand prize, our VIP Hannibal has agreed to take you with him to an NBA game. Oh, yeah. Plus, you get an autographed copy of his comedy special, Animal Furnace, and tickets to his comedy show in Brooklyn. Enjoy. And thank you so much to Hannibal Buress. That is our show. Thanks for listening. If you would like to come to a live taping of Ask Me Another at the Bell House in Brooklyn, just go to amatickets.org, and you can be a puzzle player anytime, anyplace, by downloading our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or TuneIn. Ask Me Another's puzzle guru is Mary Tobler.
Hey! My name anagrams to later, my bro.
Our house musician is Jonathan Colton.
Now jolt a cannon.
Our puzzle editor is Art Chung, with additional puzzle writing by Kyle Beakley, Scott Braswell, Josiah Madigan, Brock Mahan, and Jim Newman. Ask Me Another is produced by Jesse Baker, Josh Rogerson, John Asante, Eleanor Kagan, and our intern, Annabelle Bacon, along with Portia Robertson-Migas and Eric Newsom. We are recorded by Valve Tone Recordings and David Hurtgen. We'd like to thank our home in Brooklyn, New York, The Bell House.
On Hill Blues.
And our production partner, WNYC. I'm Her Ripe Begonias.
Ophira Eisenberg.
And this was Ask Me Another from NPR. Next time on Ask Me Another, songstress Nellie Mackay lends her voice to a musical round, a slight tweaking of a Paul Simon classic.
Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the keys, Siri, and get yourself free.
Join me, Ophira Eisenberg, for NPR's Hour of Puzzles, Word Games, and Trivia. Came on. Hey, you're still here? Very cool. Thanks for listening to Ask Me Another. And, you know, imagine this. Imagine you could call up a friend and say, do you want to meet me at a bar and tell me what's going on with the economy? And now imagine that's a great and super fun conversation. Now, just stop imagining everything and subscribe to the Planet Money podcast. It's fantastic, and you can find Planet Money on iTunes along with all kinds of other great NPR podcasts.